Promise kept. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. It looks like the war with Iran will have to wait. And it's strange to see, isn't it? People who stand ready to impeach the president seem to admire last week's decision to countermand his own order to attack Iran. And instead, it's his knee-jerk supporters calling him weak. I know there is some dispute about the reasons and the timing, but the fact remains he didn't shoot. And since he campaigned on no more stupid wars, I score that as a promise kept. The big surprise was how many Republicans were ready for a shooting war in the Middle East when we're still paying for the last one. Radio host Hugh Hewitt scolded the president, saying weakness is provocative. But since when is the U.S. weak? Who's going to go up against the U.S. military? And on top of that, American civilians own 393 million guns, which is three times as many as the rest of the world's armies combined. But I realize Iran may take the president's change of heart as a green light to shoot down more drones. So if that's the way they want it, if Iran now feels free to shoot down our drones to demonstrate defiance, let's not send the most expensive ones. Let's send the older models we were going to scrap anyway. Maybe build a few out of wood. And then if Iran wants to empty its missile arsenals making splinters, we won't have to sabotage their launch computers. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.